So we've kind of touched on this, but how did not getting a job or interviews impact your mental health? And what did you kind of do to get over that or continue the job seeking process?
To be very honest, if I would count my journey to finding my job now, it's like more than a year and a half. But of course, there would always be a couple of months in between that year and a half that, okay, I'd stop looking because I'm not finding interview. It's really, truly the first year. It's like waiting for rain in the desert to have an interview. And that comes in the challenges, especially the last 6 months prior to securing the current post that I have. It's really challenging emotionally. You're far away from most of your family, of course, way back in the home. Your networks that I've been used to in Sydney. I have a little bit of network, a little group here in Tasmania, but it's totally different. So it's challenging. There came a point in time that go for an interview, I'm so positive that I'll get the job, but then they would eventually tell me that I'm not the one who's successful. It's emotionally and mentally draining. Because you wanted to secure a job, especially if you don't have a lot of savings, you don't have a lot of resources to be able to pull you through. You have expenses and everything else.
Yeah.
So the way that I've managed it is when I get a job rejection, I would definitely always aim to get feedback from the HR representative or the interviewer themselves, if they can provide me feedback as to what I should improve on, what I should focus on, and everything else. And that's one of the things that I've appreciate with the employers or the interviewers here in Tasmania, as compared to to the mainland. In Tasmania, the feedback of getting if you got the job or not is quick. It's really quick, meaning to say if you go for an interview this week and they tell you that they'll inform you the following week, they do that. And they really do call. 100% of the interviews that I went to, they really inform you on the day that they would tell you that they'll inform you of the results of the interview or whatever. That's one of the things that I appreciate here in Tasmania. They really inform you, good, positive or not, and then they are very gracious in providing feedback, and a couple of interviewers are very gracious in giving really in depth feedback so that you they'd be able to help you secure another job interview in some other organization.